This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Going through the starting lineup, the Litchfield Purple Panthers decked out in their purple uniforms with the white numerals, black and white trim. As we said, they will start Brady Bishop, a 5'9 junior. Billy Stephan, a 6'foot senior. Sam Painter, a 6'3 senior. Seth McGill, a 5'6 senior, and Ethan Washburn, a 6'1 senior. Four seniors, one junior, starting for Coach Drew Logan. It'll be Bishop, Beckham, Painter, McGill, and Washburn. For the Greenville Comets, who come in with an 18-12 record. Once again, it'll be Drew Fry, a 6-foot senior, Brock Nelson, a 5'11 senior, Isaac Green, a 5'10 senior. Isaac Green and Chad Stearns, a 6'3 senior, and Hunter Gray, a 6'3 senior. Once again, four seniors, one junior starting for the Comets. Both teams, veteran teams, starting four seniors and one junior. Litchfield, 20-9, seated number 5 in the subsectional. Greenville, 18-12, seated number 3. Third meeting between these two teams. Greenville has won the first two, 52-47, back in the middle of January, 65-54 at Litchfield last Tuesday. This will be the third game. Will it be a sweep for the Comets and a move on to the championship game Friday night where they will take on Alton Marquette, or will Litchfield find third time's charm? We shall see. The purple-clad Panthers, they're heading from left to right to the west end of the gymnasium. They'll win the tip, and Brady Bishop will bring it down, take it in the corner to Billy Beckham. Beckham looking to cut Sam Painter across the lane, can't find him. They'll give off to McGill. He'll fake the shot and dribble over to the right side. Picks up a dribble, reverses it back. Beckham has it in the corner on the left side. Up top to McGill. Washburn slices, but he's not open. Painter comes over and sets a screen for McGill, who kicks it back up top to Bishop. Half minute in, Purple Panthers controlling the ball. Bishop to McGill, down in the corner to Beckham, trying to find Painter. He's being closely guarded there by Isaac Green. Painter has the ball. He'll stop, pop from the baseline. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Washburn hits it, and it bounces out of bounds. It'll go over to the Comets. The Greenville, with their first possession, will bring the ball down. And it'll be Isaac Green working on the top, down to Brock Nelson. Now back up top it comes to Drew Fry. Fry looking to go inside, tried to thread the needle. It was deflected, but he gets the ball back. Over to Nelson on the left wing. Back over to the right side. It goes to Green. Green goes up top to Nelson. Nelson goes inside. Now it'll come back out to Fry. Fry's going to stop, kick it inside, shots up by Stearns off the glass, and good. Chad Stearns spent a little bit of time this year on the sideline, trying to make the most of it since he comes back. 2-0 Green go with the early lead. Bishop with a drive, dishes it off to Beckham. Beckham pulls out, resets the offense. Washburn at a low post over on the right side. Painter in the wing on the right side. He'll get the pass. He'll try to drive against Green. He'll push again, push a second time. He's going to be called for the foul. Got away with a little bump the first time when he backed up and tried it again. Sam Painter picked up personal foul number 1. So the turnover will give the ball back to Greenville. They lead 2-0. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Green with the ball goes up top to Nelson. Too long a three. He thought about it, smiled a little bit, and then passed it off. It goes down low to Stearns, back up top to Green. Now over on the wing to Nelson. Nelson looking for a cutter. Gray was not open. Nelson says, I'll try that three. He'll get five of the net. Brock Nelson. Tried that one. He bought nothing but net for Nelson. 5-0. Greenville with the early lead. 5:45 showing on the first quarter clock. Beckham with the ball up top. Going to try to penetrate drive. Kick it back out to Washburn. Now over to Bishop. Bishop into the lane. Off to Beckham to the glass and in. Billy Beckham took a nice pass from Brady Bishop. Took it to the hole. Purple Panthers are on the board. They trail 5-2. Going to be a push-off call called against the Comets this time. This will go against I believe, they're going to call Brock Nelson. He's just trying to create a little bit too much space. One foul each way, one turnover each way. Purple Panthers trailing 5-2 with the ball to Painter. Painter being guarded by Green, goes down to Bishop in the corner. Bishop swings it back up top to McGill. McGill swings over to the right side on the dribble. He's being guarded by Stern. He'll go into the lane, bounce pass, deflected. It's going to be a kick save there by the Comets, so it'll remain Litchfield ball. They'll inbound under their own basket, trailing 5-2, 5:04 for the first quarter. Winner moves on to the championship game Friday night to take on the Alton Marquette Explorers. Saw them last night, very impressed with their level of play. McGill takes the inbound pass, Bishop off the Bishop. Bishop gives back to McGill, long three off the iron. They're going to let it go out of bounds. It'll be Greenville ball. McGill felt it, but didn't quite get it, because that was a little long one off the back side of the iron, went out of bounds. Coach Todd Cantor, with his arms folded down there, enjoying the action, like what he sees from his team here in the early going. Up from Drew Fry, he'll take the shot. No, he'll pass it up to Nelson. Nelson off the front iron comes up a little long, but coming up with a big rebound was Hunter Gray, the 6'3 senior. Gray gets the ball back in the corner. His diagonal pass, however, is going to be stolen by Painter. You better know where Sam is at all times. He'll stop the pop at the head of the key. They'll give him three. Sam Painter has tied this one up with a tray. We're 5-5 at the 4:19 mark. Nelson saves the ball from going back across midcourt. Now he goes to Fry down in the corner. Goes to Stern. Thought about a reverse layup. Stood out to Green for a three-point shot. As they're fighting for the rebound, Green's going to get caught on the reach-in. Heinrich in his haste to get to the rebound, but right through the defender. He'll pick up his first, team second. Painter will inbound the Bishop as we hit the four-minute mark of the first quarter. We're tied 5-5. He said these two teams have had two very entertaining, exciting games between them this year. This is the third time they'll do battle. Painter is going to back out, thought about a three. Instead, he'll continue his dribble. Now he'll try to blow by Green off the glass. The stuff rolls around, won't go down. Gray comes away with a rebound. He'll kick it off to Green. Green comes down quickly. He's picked up by McGill, who pokes the ball out of bounds. It'll be Greenville ball over here on the side. Free throw line extended right down in front of us. Nelson is going to inbound. Stern will set up the low post. Now Fry comes out. They'll kick it out to Green instead. Green lets the offense set up. Nelson goes over on the far wing. He thought about a three. Now he wants to go inside. He's covered, so he'll go back to Fry. Fry to Nelson. Nelson can't find Stern inside, so he'll bring it out on a dribble. Give it back up to Fry. Round to the left side, it goes to Green. Green into the corner, gives off to Gray. We got Green and Gray out there. Green with the ball. Gray cutting across. The ball is orange, so it's very colorful out here tonight. Gray slices to the post, turns, squares, shoots, scores. Hunter Gray, the 6'3 senior, with his first 2 points of the game, gives the Comets a 7-5 lead. Beckham with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. He'll dribble back up top, being guarded by Nelson. Tries to take Nelson to the hole. Nelson shuts him off. Reverse to Bishop. Bishop being guarded by Fry. Kicks into Washburn. Nice pass. Washburn gets the easy two thanks to the awesome pass by Brady Bishop. Give him the assist. Tie this one up 7-7. Nelson with the ball. Gives it over to Fry. Fry up top. Gives it to Green. Green goes to high post. Now to Nelson. Thought about a three on the left side. Instead, he'll go inside to Stern. Stern's going to drive, facing the double team, so he'll kick out to Green. Skip pass all the way across to Nelson. Passed up that three. Gave it to Fry. Oh, Fry was way outside the three-point line, but he's looking. He's tempted. He'll pass it up. Give it to Stern. Stern's going to go into the lane, kick it out to Green. Green outside the three-point line, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Nelson. Nelson swings it around to Greg to Fry. Fry back out top to Nelson. Hit the two-minute mark. Litchfield fans are applauding outstanding defense by their Purple Panthers. Fry takes it in the corner to Stern. Stern's going to take a couple dribbles. Ooh. Reach around there by Painter, but I don't know if he got away with him or not. We shall see if they catch him. Yes, they do. One thing that the Litchfield Purple Panthers cannot afford to have, and that's Sam Painter sitting on the bench. And he's picked up his second foul here in the first quarter. Still, just a shade under 2 minutes. So we played six. He's picked up two. Fry to Nelson. par three. Bottom of the net, Brock Nelson. Born to shoot the three. At least that's what he'll tell you. He caught that one, had his feet set. Nice quick release. Defense couldn't do anything about that one. Brock has 2-3. Give him 6 points. Now a turnover as the Purple Panthers give the ball up. Aggressive defense by the Comets. Now the Purple Panthers come right back and they get in the passing lane, so it's a steal each way. 10-7. Green says, I'll take that thing back. He'll take the rock. He'll go coast to coast. He'll get the shot to drop. And Painter, in his haste to get to the block, is going to pick up his third foul. Unbelievable. Green with an outstanding takeaway. Green was headed to the hole. You weren't going to catch him. Painter tried to come up from behind, and Painter comes up with his third foul. Isaac Green to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Painter is going to have a seat, as he'll be replaced by Niehaus in the Panther lineup. Green tries it, and by caught that iron, rolled around, and went down. He has three, and he'll have a seat, as he'll be replaced in the common lineup by Gate Braun, the 6'2 senior. So 13-7, thanks to that three-point play, the Comets have opened up a six-point lead. We're headed to the final minute of the third quarter. Bishop picked up his dribble, gives it off to Washington. Washington going to try to drive, now kick it out to Niehaus. Niehaus a little out of his range. He'll drive, shoot it off the glass. It won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line, and Gate Braun's going to get called for the foul. Gate bumped into him as he went up for the shot. The 6'2 senior picks up his first foul. To the free throw line goes Austin Niehaus. He'll shoot two, kicks a couple of free dribbles, spins that ball, eyes it, tries it, oh, can't buy it. That was offline right. He'll get another at the 101 mark here of the first quarter. His Purple Panthers trail 13-7. Second free throw attempt, Niehaus, up and in. His first point of the game makes it 13-8. Fry will bring the ball across midcourt. Gives it over on the wing to Kayla Efron just in the ball game. Back up to Fry it goes. Now up top between the circles to Efron. Back over to Fry. Fry wants to go into Stern, so he's covered up. Panthers setting in a 2-3 zone now. Getting a little bit aggressive, trying to get out into the passing lane. Comets being very patient. Efron to Fry. Fry to Nelson. Nelson's across midcourt, so he's in shooting range. He's going to give the ball up this time, however, to Efron. Back up to Fry. Fry goes down in the corner, says he'll swing it to Braun. Braun's back up top, down to 20 seconds. Thomas may go ahead and wait for the final shot of the first quarter. Fry takes a look at the clock, says 15 seconds. Let's hold on to it for a while. Litchfield content to sit back in their 2-3 zone. Fry waits till he gets inside 10. He'll give it off to Efron. Efron to Nelson for a long three. That man is on fire. Three threes for Brock Nelson in the quarter. And just like that, the Greenville Comets have opened up a 16-8 lead on the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Back for the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. The first quarter belonged to Brock Nelson. I checked between quarters. The last three-pointer that he shot was from a different zip code. That's how far away he was from the three-point line, but hey, make no doubt about it. He's on fire. He's online. He's got three threes, and the Greenville Comets have a 16-8 lead after one quarter. Comets will get the ball to start the second quarter. To Bronze it goes, back up top to Efron. Efron's on the point. Nelson passes up a three, and he was well within range, but he decided to go inside Stern. Stern's going to be picked up there by Niehaus. He'll go to the other side. Efron for three. It's contagious. Efron from the left side. Give him three as he gets bottom of the net. 19-8 is the Greenville lead. Bishop brings the ball down, gives it off to Peckham in the corner. Sam Painter, as we said, he's saddled with those three fouls, and so he's over on the sideline. Beckham tries to come up with a three over on the right side. It won't go. Efron with the ball back to Nelson. Long three. Oh, would you believe it? He finally missed one. Foul on the rebound. Going to be called against the Comets, and this will go against Gate Braun. Browns will pick up the second foul. And Stearns will have a seat. He'll be replaced by Hunter Gray, who re-entered the Comet lineup. 19-8, 1 minute end of the second quarter. Greenville with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Bishop over on the left side. He's going to try to drive off the glass. It's deflected by Fry. Out of bounds it goes. Grant McCullough, a 6'4 senior, will replace Gate Vaughn in the Comet lineup. Coach Cantle getting several players involved here. Inbounds it comes to Bishop. Now to Niehaus. They'll swing it around to McGill. McGill being guarded by Ethan. He'll go into the lane. He'll kick it outside to Niehaus. Niehaus has it taken away as he had a pocket pick by Fry. Fry stops, kicks out to Ethan, who thought about that three and said he'll drive in, running one-hander off the iron. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. It'll go. Nope, didn't go out of bounds. Ethan saves it. What a miraculous save. But as he tosses it out, it goes into backcourt. So that'll be an over and back call on the Comets. But what an outstanding move by Caleb Ethan as he saved that one in the corner, flipped it behind his back, but it goes across the midcourt line. At the 6:30 mark of the second quarter, Litchfield trailing 19-8 will work that off. Bishop looking for Washington. He'll get the bounce pass at the mid post, right side. Cutter's going off. He wants one more to come. Don't get there. McGill goes out top. He'll get the pass. Being guarded by Ethan. Now to Bishop. Bishop being guarded by Fry. Washington flies to the cross, but he's not open. He'll go over to Beckham on the left side. Now to Bishop, way beyond the three-point line, but oh, he was tempted. Beckham now going to drive the baseline. The ball goes out of bounds. Lost control for turnover number five. So the Purple Panthers, who have yet to score here in the second quarter, still setting on those 8 points as we go inside 6 minutes. Ephron with the ball. Back up top to Brock Nelson. Now over to Fry. Fry goes down on the corner to McCullough. McCullough back to Fry. Thought about the three. Said he'll go back to Nelson. Nelson goes inside. This is an off to Hunter Gray. Gray at the elbow on the right side. Off the iron, a little short. Second comes up with a rebound. High of 30 and counting. Still has time. 19-8. Greenville with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Winner moves on to the championship game Friday night against Alton Marquette. Bishop for three. Off the iron, no good. Nelson comes up with a rebound. He'll give it off to Ethan. He'll bring it down on a dribble. Start to penetrate. Now he'll go inside. Nice pump fake. Shots up. But we're going to say the foul was on the floor. Hunter Gray got the defender airborne. And fortunately, when he came down, he didn't come down on him squarely. That foul will go against Ethan Washington. And Coach Drew Logan says, I think I want a timeout. 5:12 to go till halftime. 19-8, Comets over Purple Panthers. Back after these messages on WSMI. The winner of tonight's game gets Alton Marquette. Friday night, 7 o'clock, championship of the Southwestern Regional. Four regionals feeding into the DuCoin sectional at Anna Jonesboro, the top-seeded Pinckneyville Panthers. They'll take on the winner of DuCoin Anna Jonesboro for that championship. Chester is the top-seeded team at the Chester Regional. They'll move to a championship game, taking on either West Frankfort or Sparta. And Nashville, the top seed at Carlisle, they'll take on the winner of Hillsboro Trenton Westman Friday night. But first things first, Comets taking care of business thus far. They'll inbound following the timeout. Nelson with the ball, just over on the wing. Guess he'll dish it off to Isaac Green back into the game. Down below it goes to Gray. Gray goes back up top to Ephron. Ephron to Green. Green back up top to Nelson. Nelson being guarded there by Seth McGill. Swings it around to Green. Green back over on the other side goes to Nelson. Now down low it goes to Gray. Gray kicks it back out top to Nelson. Nelson to Green, and they'll reset the offense. Stearns and Gray rotating coming in, and here's a shot miss. And Green does a good job of creating space as he got the rebound, but then he hesitated on the move, and he took long enough that the official called 3 seconds on him as he spun around a couple of three times. Sometimes they'll suspend that count if you're making a move to the basket, but the official determined that he was not doing so. Fifth turnover of the game on Greenville. Each team with five miscues. Off to Washington at the elbow. Shots up. A little strong. Coming off of the rebound is Brock Nelson. He'll give off to Efron. Efron pushed Bishop out of the way and then to Stearns. Stearns inside up and good. Chad Stearns with his second bucket, this coming on the right side of the lane, off the glass and good. Give him four, make it 21-8 Greenville. Seth McGill on the dribble, lost it, kind of poked out. Coach Cantrell saw it, had a good look at it, and he said it should be a hard ball, but he doesn't argue with the officials. He just kind of smiles like, okay, some go our way, some don't. That's the way the game is played. Coach, you're up 21-8. Don't worry about it. Settle back in. That's the kind of competitor Coach Cantrell is. Ready for every call to be called properly, and he didn't think that one was. But you know me. I never argue with the official. Second with the ball in the corner. Gives off to John Corso just into the game. He'll go to Washburn. Washburn at the mid-post over on the right side. Kicks it out to Beckham on the left wing. Left wing down in the corner. It goes to Corso. Now go to Washburn. Washburn has now posted up mid-post range on the left side. He'll go back up top to McGill. McGill's going to try to drive the lane. He'll do a double scoop. A little bit too much mustard on that hot dog. It went off the iron the wrong way. Back the other way. Shots up by Efron, and it's good. Caleb Efron with the bucket. Gives him 5 points. Makes it 23-8. Comets with a 15-point lead. Bishop on the drive. Goes to Corso. Corso has his pocket pick. And the Comets come away with it again. To Green. Off the glass. No good. Worsen fighting for the rebound. He'll come down with it. Give it off to McGill, and we'll head the other way. 2:40, still halftime. 23-8 is the Comet lead. Purple Panthers had 8 points in the first quarter. We have played 5.5 minutes in the second quarter. They're still looking for their first bucket. Oh, they're not going to count it. Washburn was fouled on the play by Hunter Gray, but they're going to say he was fouled while still on the floor. I think Coach Drew Logan is going to suddenly decline the penalty and take the play, but that's not going to be an alternative. Hunter Gray will pick up his first foul. That'll be the fifth foul against the Comets. McGill will trigger underneath his own basket. They'll run a crisscross. Of course, it goes out in the corner. Nobody's open. Now they'll kick it back to Bishop. Brady with the ball over on the right side. He'll try to drive that right side. He's going to be shut off. So he'll spin back to the middle, give off to Corso. Corso's shot is blocked by Stearns, who then retrieves the ball back the other way. Go to the Comets. Stearns goes through the defense, misses the shot. Worsman comes up with another strong rebound. Heading towards the 2-minute mark. 23-8. Greenville with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Bishop going to drive the lane. Thought about a shot. Now off to Beckham for three. Comes up short. Nelson comes up with a rebound. Purple Panthers still sitting on that goose egg here in the second quarter. Back the other way, Fry gives off to Gray. Gray goes back up top to Nelson. Nelson goes inside the turn, off the glass, won't go, got his rebound, it won't go, got another rebound, it does go. The determination of Chad Stearns, he missed once, he missed twice, the third time was charm for him. 25-8 is the Greenville lead, 90 seconds to go till halftime. Bishop driving into the baseline underneath the basket. Now he'll give it off to Beckham to get it back. Now the ball is poked out from behind for turnover number 7. Greenville showing some quick hands on defense, creating some turnovers. Back the other way, Efron shot. No good. Bishop comes up with the rebound. He'll slow things down as we go down to the 1:10 mark of the second quarter. 25-8, Litchfield still looking for their first points of the second quarter. Long three-pointer by McGill. It won't go. Back to Bishop for three at the head of the key. It won't go. Nothing will fall for the Purple Panthers here in the second quarter. Fry with the ball. Takes it down on the right side. Kicks it off to Nelson. Now inside it'll go to Gray. Gray goes back up top to Nelson. They'll work it around with 45 seconds to Stearns in the corner. Stearns going to bring it out on the dribble. Drive out to Efron. Give it off to Fry. Fry now inside to Stearns. Stearns in the lane. Cuts across, gets rid of the ball, gets out of the lane. Efron now with 30 seconds, holding on to the ball, gives it off to Nelson. Brock kicks it over to Fry on the left side, free throw line extended. Up top, it'll go to Green. Or Efron, excuse me, Efron has the ball. Now it's back to Fry. Fry, waiting inside 20 seconds we go. Now we're down to 15. Fry still holding on to the ball. Now he'll get it off to Efron, who gives it back to Fry. Over on the left wing, he goes. He'll drive to the lane, into the elbow, off to Efron, up, and good. Efron with an outstanding move there as Fry made sure he got to the bucket, then got the assist for the easy bat. 27-8. 6 seconds to go. Greenville's in control. We'll take a break. Be back after these messages on WFMI. We'll take tomorrow night off, but Friday night we'll have 2A Girls State Championship basketball tournament coming. It'll be the semifinals from Redbird Arena. Hillsboro taking on Chicago Marshall live at 5:15 on WFMI FM 106 and WFMIRadio.com. We'll also have boys basketball from the Neoga 1A Regional Championship. McComas will be taking on either Neoga or Calvin Harris. Carson at the horn will not go. The Purple Panthers were shut out in the second quarter, and they trail here at halftime 27-8 to the Greenville Comets. Well, it wasn't what the Litchfield Purple Panthers had planned for in the first half. It was probably more than the Greenville Comets had planned for in the first half, as they took a 16-8 lead, did the Comets, after the first quarter, thanks to the hot shooting of Brock Nelson, who hit three threes. In the second quarter, Greenville scored 11. No big deal, except Litchfield scored zero. And so as we head to second half action, Greenville with a commanding 27-8 lead over the Purple Panthers. Litchfield will get the ball first as we start the third quarter. We'll have Sam Painter strapped with those three fouls back in the lineup. They'll get the ball over to McGill on the left wing. McGill looking inside for Painter. Painter's on the baseline being guarded by Green. He'll drive, he'll stop, he'll pop, he'll score. Sam Painter does something that the Purple Panthers hadn't been able to do for over a quarter. He puts the ball in the basket, 2 points. Back the other way, it's Gray with the ball at the post. Swings over to Fry. Fry back up top to Green. Now to Stern. Finds Gray. Ooh, pass up shot on the baseline. Kicks it off to Brock Nelson for three. Bottom of the net. Brock Nelson, three threes in the first half. Another three here in the third quarter. 30-10, Greenville. The SCC champion looking at a bit of that tonight. Bishop with the ball. Trying to get the ball inside to Painter. Painter being guarded by Green. Now the ball is going to be kicked. Go out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball. 7:04 for the third quarter. 30-10. Greenville with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. McGill to trigger it in. Looking. Finally finds Bishop way out near midcourt. Brady goes behind his back into the lane. Pass is deflected. Out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by the Purple Panthers. Purple Panthers had 8 points in the first half and 7 turnovers. Not a very good combination. Greenville, Blue Fry, brings it down on the dribble. Into the corner, he'll go to Hunter Gray. Gray will bring it back up top. No one else thought about that three. He said, nah, let's be a little more patient. Put a few more passes in the book here. He goes off to Gray. Gray, at the elbow, kicks it out to Nelson. Nelson's thought about a three. He thinks about a three every time he gets the ball. Still, he's going inside to Stern. Stern has this shot partially blocked by Warford. Beckham comes away with a loose ball. Off to McGill he goes. Lead pass, going to be deflected and stolen by the Comets. 2 turnovers here in the third quarter. 9 for the game for the Purple Panthers. Off to Stern to go. Chad Stern picks up his 8 points. All of them coming close to the basket as he skies, puts it off the glass, gets it to drop. 8 for Stern, 32-10, the Comet lead. Painter stopping and popping. Well, he is good. Sam Painter with the bucket to give him 7, give the Purple Panthers a timeout. 6:01 to go, third quarter. 32-12, Greenville with the lead. Back after these messages on WFMI. Winner of tonight's game moves on to take on Alton Marquette, a 29-3 team, in the championship game of the Southwestern Regional Friday night at 7. That winner will head to the DeCoin sectional. The favored teams in each of the 4 regionals are into the championship game, Pinckneyville at Anna Jonesboro, Chester at their own regional, Nashville at the Carlisle regional. Those championship games will be Friday night, and next week everybody will head to DeCoin for the sectional. Following the timeout, Greenville will inbound off to Gray, now to Brock Nelson. Back up top to Green. Green watches the cutter go through, then follows him in, off the glass, and good. Isaac Green, almost as though he had a lead blocker, leading him into the hole, took him to the basket. Isaac has 5 points. 34-12 is the Comet lead. Washburn with a bounce pass for Painter. By the time he catches up with it, he's passed the basket, so he'll give off the Bishop. His scoop shot off the right side comes off the rim, and the Comets come away with it. Green going to drive baseline, left hand off the glass, and good. Isaac Green with a swift move there. He just simply blew by the defense, picks up his 7th point of the game. 36-12, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bishop down in the corner to Beckham. Beckham looking to get inside to Painter. Painter gets the ball, but has to go out to the corner to retrieve it. Now he loses the handle, retrieves it, gets it off to Washburn. Washburn back up top to McGill. McGill thought about a three being guarded by Stern. He'll give it off to Bishop. Bishop being guarded by Fry, going to take him to the hole. Fry is going to get called on the reach-in. For Drew, that will be his first. For the Comets, that will be their first of the second half. Caleb Ephron getting ready to come into the ball game. The Bishop's going to shoot two. Brady looking for his 1st point of the game. Let's take a few dribbles. One dribble. Deny it, then try it, then buy it. Brady, the 5'9 junior, is on the board. Ephron replaced Gray in the Comet lineup. Bishop gets that ball from the official, takes that one dribble. Eyes it again, tries it again, buys it again. Nothing but net for Brady Bishop on those two. 36-14, now Bishop comes out of the steal. Got a one-on-two, decided to pull it out, give it to McGill for three. Out of the net. That's McGill. Good idea by Bishop to pull it up, give it off to the 3-point shooter. That was Seth McGill with his 1st point for the game. Now 36-17 as the Purple Panthers trying to fight their way back into this one. Fry to Nelson. Back to Fry. Fry swings it over to Green. Green to Ephron. Back to Green, who'll go over to the left wing. Now he'll go baseline. Time to drive, not there. As he was moving, it was a blocking foul. Going to be called against Horstman. He thought he had the baseline sealed off. The official thought otherwise. Horstman will pick up his 2nd foul. That will be the 1st team foul against the Purple Panthers of the second half. Halfway through quarter number 3, 36-17. Inbound pass is deflected by the Purple Panthers. Who's out of bounds? Green going to bring it in to Nelson. Nelson gives it to Stern. Stern to Fry. Goes right on by, off the glass, and good. Drew Fry with a quick drive off the right side gets his 1st 2 points of the game, makes it 38-17. Bishop brings it down and sets it up at the 340 mark of the third quarter. He finds Painter for a baseline jumper. It's up and it's good. Sam with 6 points here in the quarter. He was in 9 for the game. Makes a whole lot of difference when he's on the floor instead of on the bench. As we said, he battled with those 3 fouls in the 1st quarter and spent a lot of time picking up splinters on the sideline. Doc Nelson decides there are other shots to take instead of 3-pointers. He drives to the basket, gets a good pass, gets a good shot off the glass and good. Bishop, 4-3. Bottom of the net. Brady Bishop, 5 points all coming here in the quarter. Makes it 40-22. Purple Panthers generating a little offense. Now they're going to have to get some stops on the defense. Stern to Green. Stops him, pops him 15. Will not go. Stern with the rebound and the putback. It's good. Chad Stern, as soon as he gave that pass, he knew the shot was going from the elbow. He crashed the board, got the offensive board, and the putback, 10 points for Stern. Painter to Bishop for three. Bottom of the net. Bishop warming up from 3-point land. He has 2 threes, giving 8 points all here in the 3rd quarter. 42-25. What do they say? Feed the beast. As long as he's hot, keep giving him the ball. Ephron going to drive to the left side, kick it out to Nelson. Nelson from 3-point land, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Green going to get called for the foul. A little bit of extra contact there by Isaac Green. That will be 2nd, I do believe. be a little. I don't know if the two guys got tangled up or what, but the official second, I think somebody had something on their foot. It really wasn't anything intentional. It was a slip or anything else. Now, Green's going to reach in against Peter, and he's going to pick up his second foul in the last 2 seconds, his third foul of the game. Coach Cantor over on the sideline, arms folded, still very composed. He's always that way. He's a veteran coach, as you would say. Play on, but play smart. Marston with the ball, free throw line extended over on the right side to Bishop. Bishop gives back to McGill. McGill looks inside, nothing going there, no cutters, gives it to Bishop. Bishop now being guarded by Gate Braun. Bishop backs him up for three, will not go. Stearns comes away with a rebound, and away go the Comets the other way. Going quickly to the hole, Efron, his shot off the glass, the Purple Panthers come up with a rebound. 90 seconds to go, third quarter, 42-25. Painter, first race, he has barely caught the iron. Stearns comes away with a rebound. 1-2-3 on the third quarter clock. Going to Green. Green going firing in. They're going to call a blocking foul on Beckham. But Beckham thought he was set. Green forced the issue, and he got the call. So Billy Beckham is going to pick up his first foul of the game. It was on the floor, so nobody was shooting. So Green goal inbound with 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. Into Stern, he goes back to Braun. Braun up top to Nelson. Nelson to Efron. Efron going to fire a long three. Off the iron, no good. Washburn chases it down in the corner. He'll go, give it off to Painter. Painter will bring it down on the dribble as we hit the 1 minute mark in the third quarter. Painter's going to try to drive against Stern. He has the ball taken away, but then McGill gets the ball right back. No control, will not call it turnovers. We'll simply call it a couple of loose balls. Bishop to the hole, to Washburn, off the glass. A little short, coming up with a rebound is Gate Bond. Things getting just a wee bit chippy inside there. Both teams, very fierce competitors. Purple Panthers have lost to the Comets twice this year. They're not liking what's happening here in the first three quarters tonight as they trail 42-25. Off to Braun. Braun's on the dribble, going to kick it back up top to Nelson. 20 seconds to go. Efron over on the left wing. Back up top to Green between the circles. The dribble to the right side. 15 seconds. Maybe they'll wait. Maybe they won't. To the corner. They'll swing it around. Out to Nelson. Nelson outside the volleyball line. Gives it off instead to Efron. Down to 6 seconds to go. Stern. Going to drive down the lane. He's being guarded by Warson. Going to go through the defense out. No good. Horn sound. Third quarter in the book. After three periods of play here at Southwestern High School, it is Greenville 42, Litchfield 25. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages from WSMI. Ready for fourth quarter action. Greenville will get the ball first with the lead. They'll go inside the Stern. He'll spin into the lane. Shots up. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Braun comes away with it. He'll give it out to Nelson. They'll reset the offense. Will the Greenville Comets. So Litchfield outscored Greenville 17-15 in that third quarter. They still find themselves trailing by 17 as we head into the final quarter. 7:30 on the clock. If Fry gives off to Stern. Stern goes to the hole stuff, and it's good. Chad Stern with his 12th point of the night. And that makes it 44-25. Now a turnover by the Purple Panthers as they'll give it away for the 10th time tonight. And Nelson shuffled his feet. Only the 6th turnover of the game for the Comets. With 6:56 to go, 44-25. Greenville with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Greenville looks like they're headed to a Friday night encounter with the Marquette Catholic Explorers. A very impressive outfit. Not only do they score the ball well, but they play outstanding defense. Now we've got a holding foul call inside as Painter was trying to work his way open, and Green wanted to make sure he didn't get open. Isaac is going to pick up his fourth foul. That's three of them here in the second half. He'll have a seat, and Hunter Gray will take his place. Coach Cantrell, not happy with the four fouls, but I think he's got to be happy overall with the defense that Isaac Green has given him on Sam Painter. Bishop gets the inbound pass, has his pocket pick, this blue Fry comes away with it. Fry quickly going down the left side. He'll force the issue. Foul's going to be called on Beckham as he hit it to the basket. Beckham reaching up, trying to get the block. Instead, will pick up his second foul. To the free throw line, Drew Fry. He's got a bucket tonight. This is his first trip to the charity stripe. He takes one, two dribbles, out high it. Now try it. Off back iron, too strong. Grant McCullough replaces Stern in the lineup for GHS. That's fine. Gets ready for the second free throw, which could give Greenville a 20-point lead. He makes it. And it is 45-25, 6:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Painter going to pop a three. Bottom of the net. Second tray of the day for Sam Painter. First one since way back in the first quarter. Gives him a dozen points. And now the Purple Panthers come away with a steal. Seventh miscue of the night on Greenville. Bishop comes away with it. Off to Painter. Painter looks at the three. Now he gives to McGill. McGill wants to drive into the lane. Off to second for three. Off the iron, no good. Washburn with a good rebound and a fadeaway. It's good. Ethan Washburn with a fadeaway in the lane for his fourth point of the game. And the Purple Panthers have gone back within 15. McGill trying to get the steal against Nelson. No can do. He'll get the ball in to the big guy on his Gray. Now goes over on the wing and back up top to Fry. Now to Gray. Coach Campbell says, I think I need a timeout. 5:38 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 45:30, Greenville with the lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Looking ahead on our sports calendar, we'll take tomorrow night off. Friday, 2A girls state basketball tournament action. Semifinals from Redbird Arena in Normal. Hillsboro taking on Chicago Marshall. We're coming your way live at 5:15 on WSMI FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. Those of you who listen to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com, do so thanks to the fine folks at Network One Sports. We'll then have boys basketball game on Friday night following the girls as we'll go to Neoga for the 1A regional championship between Nokomis and either Neoga or the Beecher City Co-op, which includes Cowden Eric. That game will come your way live at 7 o'clock on WSMI FM 106 and WSMIRadio.com. Greenville to inbound following the timeout. Up to Fry it comes, now to Gray. Gray to Nelson. Purple Panthers going all out, man-to-man defense now, trying to cut down passing lanes, trying to create some turnovers. They need some stops and some pops as they trail by 15, and we head to the 5:20 mark. Efron tries to drive in. He gets bumped out of the lane. He'll kick it off to Nelson for a three. This one comes up a little long. Bishop comes away with the rebound. There's the stop. Now the Purple Panthers need a pop. Bishop being guarded by Fry. Going to take him into the lane. Fry tries to bump. Stick. They're calling a foul, and half the people are cheering, and half the people are jeering. In any event, it'll be a common foul. Drew Fry will pick up his second. Nelson will get a rep, and Green will come back into the lineup with those four fouls. Purple Panthers will inbound underneath Bassett. Comes in to Beckham, back to McGill. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll take it on the dribble into the corner. Now he's going to swing it out. Pass is deflected and almost stolen. It is cut. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Purple Panthers. I really couldn't tell you, folks. It was right down here in front of me, and it was like a pinball. It was going off the white and off the purple and off the white and off the purple. So cannot argue with that call one way or the other. But anyway, Greenville gets the advantage, and 4:44 on the fourth quarter clock, as Greenville is going to return the favor. They'll mishandle the pass, and it'll go out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on GHS. He'll give the ball back to the Panthers. As we said, they're trailing by 15. They need points, and they need them in bunches. And they have some guys who can fire up the threes. The problem is Greenville putting off some pretty tight defense, not giving any good looks. Painter trying to go inside. As he went to fish it off, it's going to be intercepted by Stearns. Back the other way goes High. High is going to be sandwiched, and it'll either be Beckham or it'll be Painter. We'll see who they'll make the call against. I think this one will go against Billy Beckham, who will pick up his third. Drew Fry, who was 1-for-2 for the charity strike just a moment ago, will go back to the free throw line to shoot two. At the 4:19 mark, his lead team leads by 15. Oops, make a 16 as he makes the first. 4 points on the night for Drew Fry, the 6-foot senior. He'll toe that line one more time. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. Not a whole lot of arch, but a pleasing result. He has 3 in the quarter, 5 in the game. The lead is 17 for Greenville. Painter dribbling between his legs, going inside, kicks it off to Beckham for a baseline 3. Bottom of the net. Billy Beckham with his first three of the day. Draws the Purple Panthers back within 14. 47-33. Now going to be called on Painter as he and Ephron got tangled up. He'll get called for the foul on Sam. That will be personal foul number 4. Greenville will inbound as we go inside 4 minutes. 47-33. Greenville with the lead and the ball. Stearns comes up top. He's being guarded by Beckham. So he'll be followed by Green, who gets the pass between the circles. Isaac takes the ball over on the left wing. Free throw line extended right in front of the Greenville bench. Picks his dribble up, gives it off to Ephron. Ephron being guarded by Painter. Ephron wants to take it to the hole. Painter's going to shut him off. Now he'll pick up his dribble. Give it up to Green. To the basket. Nope. Green's going to be called for the travel. And at that time, Sam Painter wanted the block, which may very well have given him his fifth foul. Fortunately for him, Isaac Green shuffled his feet first. And so the turnover gives the ball back to the Purple Panthers. They're getting the stop. They need to get the top. Purple Panthers still trail by 14. Long three for Painter. Bottom of the net. 6 in the quarter, 15 for the game. Greenville wants a timeout. 3:10 to go in this one. 47-36. Purple Panthers back to within 11. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WFMI. The last time these two teams met, each had an outstanding quarter. The Greenville Comets came up with an outstanding fourth quarter, in which they outscored Litchfield 24-7, turned a 6-point deficit into an 11-point win. The Purple Panthers trying to return that favor here in the fourth quarter tonight. They trailed by 17 going into the fourth quarter. They've cut it to 11 and still have 3:05 to go. They still need the top. Stop. And they still need the top. McGill almost got a steal on Green. He's able to recover. Bring it around on the dribble drive. Now he'll dribble it out of bounds. And it'll go back over to the Purple Panthers. 10 turnovers on Greenville. Most of those coming here in the second half. So the Purple Panther defense is creating some stops. And they get some more pops. Well, they have 4 field goals here in the third quarter. 3 of them from three-point land. 2 of them from Sam Painter, who has the ball right now. Painter being guarded by Stearns. He's going to stop, pull back, and pop to the 3. It won't go. However, Beckham comes up with the ball. As Worthen got the rebound, he handed it off or dished it off to Beckham. Beckham puts it in for his 5th point of the quarter, 7th point of the game. Don't look now. It's a single-digit deficit, 47-38. Ephron trying to go around Worthen. He's going to be called for a travel. The turnovers have been mounting for the Comets here in the fourth quarter. Coach Cantrell still showing a great deal of poise here. He gets ready to put Brock Nelson back in the game. Painter to the hole, and it's good. Sam Painter with 8 in the quarter, 17 for the game. 2:05 to go, 47-40. Another air pass, but it's chased down by Green in the corner. Comets maintain possession. Stearns with the ball. Off to Green. Green's going to be fouled by McGill. Steph wanted to get the clock stopped with 1:56 to go. That'll be his 30. And that will be the 16th foul against Greenville. Brock Nelson replaces Hunter Gray in the lineup as Stearns gets ready to inbound in front of the Greenville bench. 1-5-6 showing on the clock, and it comes in to Fry. Fry is going to drive against Beckham, and Beckham is going to make sure the shot doesn't get close. Billy Beckham will pick up his fourth foul. It'll send Drew Fry to the free throw line to shoot two. Fry, after missing his first free throw in the fourth quarter, has since made three in a row. 47-40, a 7-point lead for the Comets. Make it eight as Fry makes his first one. The 6-foot senior will get another one. He'll take that ball, take a few dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Oh, this one comes off on iron. Painter comes away with it. 150 and counting. 48-40. Greenville with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Beckham to Bishop. Bishop thought about a three. He'll pull back. He'll take that three. He'll hit it off the strong iron. It goes out of bounds. And Bishop reaching around. They have gotten him in the eye there. If he fouls Fry, maybe the wrong guy to foul. Bishop will pick up his first. That'll be 18 fouls on the Purple Panthers. It'll send Drew Fry to the free throw line. This time he'll shoot a one and. 48-40 Greenville by 8 with 1:36 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Fry, with his eyes cleared up, picks that ball. A couple of dribbles. Ties it. Tries it. And buys it. Big free throws here in the fourth quarter. As he has now made 5 out of 7 through Fry, the only Comet to shoot free throws here in the second half. This one comes up a little strong. Painter comes away with the rebound. The deficit is 9, or in Panther language, 3-3. Instead, Painter's going to drive to the basket. He's going to be fouled by Fry. Not a bad foul, because Painter was going to the basket. It'll be a common foul on Drew, his third, only the 16th foul. We will not be shooting. It'll be Purple Panther ball. And now they're going to go to their bench and bring Blaine Stewart in for Ethan Wharton. Stewart may be the designated fouler here, or perhaps the designated three-point shooter. Everyone on the floor now is a three-point shooter, including Coach Logan, who's over on the sideline. Coach check, almost going away. McGill gets it back. He gets it off to Beckham. Off to Stewart for a long three. Off the iron, no good. Comes off the left side, and Brock Nelson comes up with the rebound. He'll get the ball down the floor. Painter can't afford a foul. He's got 4. Down to the final minute. 5 it goes. Green being guarded by McGill. McGill's trying to foul him without it making it look too obvious. Steph will pick up his second. Isaac Green, he's 1-for-1 from the free throw line way back in the first quarter. Except for the line, the first guy not named Fry, who will shoot a free throw for the Comets here in the fourth quarter. It'll be a 1-1, 104 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Green eyes the first, tries the first, it falls in. He got the shooter's roll on that one. It looked like it come up short. Bounced a couple of times and rolled over the front edge of the rim. 8 points for Green. 10 points is the Comet lead. The second free throw's up, but it's good. 9 on the night for Isaac Green. 51-40. Pass is deflected by Ethan out of bounds. Purple Panthers will inbound. Clock didn't even get started. And it comes to Stewart. Stewart will bring it down on the dribble. Stewart, a freshman, into the game for the Purple Panthers. Second to Stewart, who was wide open, and still they'll go McGill for a three. Off the iron, no good. They'll fight for the rebound, and Fry will come up with it. Back he'll go to Green. Now to Nelson. Nelson goes past the defender, and now Fry, well, I tell you what, I think Stewart wanted to foul him, but he reached around. They didn't call it. Instead, the clock continues to run with 35 seconds to go. Painter says somebody's got a foul. Sam doesn't want to, and now Stewart will indeed commit the foul. Sam Painter knew the clock had to be stopped, even if it meant him being out of the game. That will be 10 team fouls on the Purple Panthers. Little Sam brought Nelson to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw's up, and it's good. far Nelson. Brock with his 15th point. He'll get another one. As now Niehaus will come into the Purple Panther lineup. Seth McGill will get a round of applause. And also coming into the lineup, Anthony Boston. Sam Painter will take a seat for the final time as a Litchfield Purple Panther. Chad Stern is going to have a seat. He'll get a big round of applause as well, as will Drew Fry, as both coaches unloading their benches and letting the starters get a well-deserved round of applause. When all is said and done, Nelson will shoot his second free throw. The Comet lead is 12, 52-40. They will move on to Friday night's championship game here against the Marquette Catholic Explorers. Second free throw is up and good. Brock Nelson will have a seat with 16 points to his credit tonight. Fletcher Manhart, 5'8", sophomore, comes into the ballgame. John Corso brings the ball down the floor for the Purple Panthers. Off to Niehaus, now to Stewart. Stewart will stop and pop from the left side. It rattles around, won't go down. Coming down with a rebound is Grant McCullough. We'll go down to the final 15 seconds, and I think they'll probably let this clock run out. Sam Barber being guarded by Corso. Inside 10 seconds we go. They'll stand. They'll hold. Our final score will be Greenville 53 and Litchfield 40. Final horn sounds. This one is in the books. The Greenville Comets, for the third time this year, defeat the Litchfield Purple Panthers tonight. Greenville 53, Litchfield 40. Greenville moves on to the championship game Friday night. We'll take a break, come back, and recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI. A 53-40 victory for the Greenville Comets over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Sam Painter with 17 points, not enough. 8 for Brady Bishop, 7 for Billy Beckham, 4 for Washburn, and 1 point for Niehaus. 9 points for Drew Fry, 16 points for Brock Nelson, 9 points for Isaac Green, 12 points for Chad Stern, 7 points for Ebron, 2 points for Gray. For the third time this year, it is the Greenville Comets with a victory over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They will move on to the championship game Friday night to take on the Marquette Explorers. We're not finished, though, because as soon as we leave here, we're going to send you to our next game of the night, which will have Nokomis-Neoga game coming your way, as we will bring it to you on WSMI. For here, from now, it is Gary Boker saying so long from the hardcourt.